Shit, I can't believe it. Shit, how did this happen? How does an entire train line break down without warning? Fuck, I worked so hard, I planned so long, and it's ruined. It's all ruined. Jesus, what am I gonna do? How am I supposed to fake this? Oh, shit, he's gonna be back any minute. What do I do? Fuck. Okay. No, I can't go through it. Nuh-uh. Not tonight. It has to be perfect. And tonight's already gone to pieces. Just, no. Better put it off for next week. Or month, or two, or just... No, I'm such a coward. I'm such a fucking coward. Ah, come on, just do it, you wimp. Just bite the bullet, take the plunge, hurry up, and do it. Just, yeah, you can do it. You can totally do it. What's the big deal? It's simple. You just take his hand, look him in the eye, tell him how you feel. Make yourself totally defenseless. Lay your entire future on the line. No, God, this is a nightmare. This is a total unmitigated disaster. I just can't do it. Just, what if he gets scared? What if he's not ready yet? I'm just projecting my feelings onto him. What if he'll never be ready? What if he doesn't want this at all? I don't know if I could take that. I don't know if I can. Oh, hey, you're back. That took longer than I expected. Did you get lost or something? I don't blame you. The footpaths in City Park are really hard to follow after dark, and after last night's rain, I bet you had a hard time. What? Oh, no, you haven't been crying. Of course not! No, I've just been, taking in the nighttime air, keeping this bench warm for you, spending some quality time alone with my thoughts. You know. No, nothing's wrong. Seriously, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong, I promise. Now come here. Sit down. Show me your glorious bounty. Ooh! Hot dogs. From the street vendor we passed? I remember telling you that they smelled good, but I didn't think you were listening. I should have known better. Your ears always perk up when I talk about food. Oh, shut up. Pass me one. I'm hungry enough to eat up. Wait, what's that behind your back? Ice cream? Oreo ice cream? With extra chocolate? You remembered my favorite! So that's why you took so long! Oh, baby! That's the nicest thing anyone has done for me! Well, that might be an exaggeration, but this is top 5. Easy. This is so good. I know I promised you a night of fine dining, but there's nothing like good old American street food. I promised you a lot of things tonight, didn't I? A reservation at a fancy restaurant, tickets to a sold-out show, a real grade-A romantic evening. And then the train broke down? And now it's the middle of the night and we're stuck in City Park, sitting on a dirty bench in our fancy clothes, eating $2 hot dogs. This isn't going how I thought it would. I'm really sorry. I wanted this to be a special night, you know? I wanted to, I don't know, celebrate us, I guess. We've been together for 4 years now, and in all those years, you've always been the one who does the extravagant stuff. spontaneous road trips, flamboyant birthday surprises, elaborate roleplay scenarios. I don't know. I love that stuff, and I love that you love that stuff, and I just wanted it to be me for once, you know? I wanted to plan a big, complicated surprise full of all your favorite things. I wanted to, like, sweep you off your feet and show you that I've been paying attention, that I can be bold and spontaneous too. And, shit, it was going to be so perfect. We'd have a big expensive dinner, we'd make fun of the late night subway weirdos, we'd see your favorite band and walk home through that old beautiful neighborhood on the hill, and when we got to the very top of it, we'd stop and look over the city, and I'd look into your eyes and... yeah... I don't know. I guess that stuff's not as easy as you make it look. I worked really hard on this, you know? I was so excited and now it's ruined. I should have planned better. I should have rented us a car. I should have bought a bus pass. I should have done something. But it's too late now. We spent too much time looking for a taxi. We missed our reservation. The show's gonna start any minute. All the way on the other side of town. I fucked it all up. I wanted to make you feel special. But nothing went the way I planned. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll find a way to make it up to you. You don't have to say that. It's okay, I know I screwed up. You don't have to. Stop. It sucks. You know it sucks. Stop trying to make me feel better. Let me dump on myself in peace. That's a polite thing to do. Just nod and agree with my devastating self-assessment. Maybe throw some choice put-downs my way. Really twist a knife. Okay, fine. I'll stop. Yes, you are so right. This evening was a smashing success. We really got to see all the wonders Uptown has to offer, from the majestic valley of the dumpsters to the wise and legendary homeless mystics of 31st and Vine. Sorry. No, really, you are right. I guess tonight wasn't so bad. We had fun getting all dressed up. We had some surprisingly decent hot dogs. And well, I guess I can never be mad about spending time with you. I'm just disappointed. I have this beautiful, perfect scenario mapped out all my head and I really wanted it to happen. All of it. Right up to the end. How was it supposed to go? Well, I mean, I already told you. With the fancy French food, and the concert, and the... Oh. Yeah, I guess I... did kind of trail away at the end there, but it's not important. Really. You know, it's just a silly little scene in my head. Really mushy and sugary and romanticized. Maybe. Oh, trust me. I know you like romantic. That much is clear. But too late. The moment's passed. It's fine. It's fine, though. Don't worry about it. No, I don't want to tell you. No, it's embarrassing. No, I can't. No, stop. You don't get it. It's really traumatic and silly, and I do you really want to know how it ends? My little scheme? Are you sure? Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you. Where did I leave off? Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, we would get out of the concert, and then we would take the train. Not our usual train, though. The one that runs to the next neighborhood over. That really, really old one with the Victorian buildings and the art district. I really love that place at night. It's like, there's nobody around, right? But you can still kind of feel them, you know? It's completely deserted, but it still feels alive in some weird way. I first noticed it when you took me there for our first date. Remember that? Oh yes, you definitely remember. How could you ever forget? Well, excuse me. Far be it from me to cast doubt on your impeccable memory. Well, either way, just let me recall it again, just for posterity. You caught me on my way out of work just to ask me out, and, you know, at the time, it seemed like you had some sort of plan. You made it sound like you'd given it so much thought, like you had the perfect date all mapped out in your head. Of course, a year later, you let it slip that you had no idea where you were going to take me, and the Latvian Cultural Festival was the first vaguely interesting flyer you found on your way to my apartment. And I hope you'll forgive me for being a little skeptical. That's, you know, not the first thing I usually picture when I think first date. But after we looked around for a while, I started having fun. The music and the costumes were beautiful. The food was interesting. And I couldn't stop staring at you. You liked everything. Everything we saw surprised you and amazed you. And that just kind of struck me. Like, I was so used to guys pretending to be bored, like they'd seen everything, like they were above everything. But you were different. You weren't afraid to look silly or admit that you were clueless. That became very clear when you put us on the wrong train back. No, that was your fault. You sounded like you had it all in your hand, so I didn't even look at the ticket. Forgive me for trusting you, my dear. Okay, fine. Due to an unavoidable and blameless act of God, we took the wrong train and we ended up in that old, old part of the city. And I'll be honest, I was kind of creeped out at first when we first stepped off the platform. It felt like we were stepping into a DC movie or something. Like, at any moment, a criminal would jump out of the dark alleyway and there'd be nobody around to help. So, I held your arm pretty tight, as I recall. Like, full-on white-knuckle tight. I felt weird about it, you know, that being our first date and all, but I guess I was pretty creeped out. And you noticed. You started talking, you started imagining? You told me a bunch of little stories, I guess, about the old man who owns the art gallery and how he paid you $30 to pretend to bid at an auction. About the bakery that the one family's been operating out of their house for 5 generations, even though it burned down twice. About the young sad chaplain of the old sad church and his dark supernatural secret. I think you might have made some of those stories up, but it didn't matter because they were real. I could feel all those people bustling around us. God, I could almost see them. Like, ghosts. No, not ghosts. Like memories. Not a person's memory. A place's memory. If places had memories. All of the millions of people who had just walked over through there over the years. All their thoughts and feelings and relationships. They're all still there. Sunk into the concrete. You showed them to me, and now every time I walk through that place, I just feel them as strongly as I did the first time. And I feel you too. So, in this little fantasy of mine, we would walk through that neighborhood. We would start up the street to the top of the hill, and I would tell you some stories. Happy stories, funny stories, and some sad stories too. About that time my cooking gave you food poisoning the day before you graduated from grad school. About the time you lost my sister's dog and came up with that elaborate rambling story about where you had been while you were out finding him. And how you always, without fail, been able to tell when I sneak a cheeky, stressed out cigarette during my lunch break. And about when my mom died, and I couldn't leave my room for a week or so, and you nearly lost your job because you refused to leave my side. Yes, I'd be telling you all these stories, and we crested the hill, and as we crested the hill, I would start to talk about how much I love you, how much I miss you when you're not here next to me, how I spend at least 60% of every day thinking about you, how the only thing I love more than falling asleep in your arms is waking up next to you in the morning, how much I want to be with you, to be with you forever. And then when we got to that little bluff at the top of the hill, I would stop, and I would just sort of slip my hands into yours, all gentle and delicate, I guess, and we would look over the city lights, and when you weren't looking, I would just really quietly reach into my purse, and I would grab this thing, and yeah, I would turn you around to look at me, like, in the eyes, and I would tell you how happy you make me, and I guess that sounds cliche, but like, I figured I would think of something good in a moment, and I guess I would take the thing from my purse, I would take that, and I would just kinda... What? Yeah, of course I'm nervous. I think I might be proposing to you. Surprise! Oh gosh! This is the stupidest thing that has ever happened. I just don't even... Oh my god. That look on your face! I can't believe I fucked this up so bad. This is the worst proposal ever. It's so dark, I can barely see you. I'm holding a hot dog. Believe it or not, this is not how my childhood fantasies of perfect proposals tended to go. Well... Okay, fuck it. Here goes nothing. Hand me my purse. Wait, where is it? Ah, here. Hi. So, I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you more than long walks through abandoned neighborhoods. I love you more than hot dogs and ice cream. I love you. These past few years have been like a dream. And I don't want the dream to end. Ever. I want to keep dreaming for the rest of my life. I want to be your wife. So, will you... I mean, would you consider, like, will you marry me? Oh my god! Oh! Yes! 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 I can't believe you just said yes! Ah! Oh shit! Oh! Oh, this is so surreal! Oh my god! Just shut up and kiss me! Yeah! I'm so happy we're, like, engaged! Oh my god, we're engaged! You're my fiancé! How fucking weird is that? You know, there was one more part of my plan. I wasn't sure if I had the nerve to go through with it. But having a romantic moment on a deserted hilltop presents certain opportunities. And I think a dark, deserted park bench might do just as well. I've never really done anything in public before, but I am trying to be more spontaneous, so kiss my neck a bit and let me feel you. These slacks don't leave much to the imagination, do they? You look like you're about to burst out of them. It's so hard already. I can feel it. I can feel you swelling under my hand. Does that feel good? When I rub you over your pants? Just slowly, like this? Don't worry. I'll be gentle. I'd hate to give you a rug burn. That's it, baby. You can moan for me. Just don't be too loud. Wouldn't want us to get caught. Just buck your hips into my hand and moan into my neck. Does that feel good? I'm gonna rub you over your pants. Just slowly. Like this. That's it, baby. You can moan for me. Just like that. I'm afraid this dress is a little bit too elaborate to give you easy access, but touch my tits. Yeah, just over the fabric, just like, oh yes, baby. Squeeze them as hard as you want. They belong to you now, forever and ever. Oh, fuck, baby. Look at my nipples. Just look at them poking through the fabric. Oh, God, that feels so good. The way you rub and pinch them. God, I love you. Come here, just let me unbuckle your pants. I want to see your cock. Or I guess it's my cock now. Fiance. I've always loved how soft the skin of your cock is. It slides under my hand just like silk. I love feeling you so hard for me. Let me just grip it gently and stroke it up and down so slowly. Let me feel every twitch. I'll start at the bottom, stroke you all the way to the top. Rub my thumb over your head. Let my fingers tickle that special spot. Fuck, baby, you're so hard.
You're so hard for me. I love how excited you're getting. I think I'm getting excited too. I think I might have neglected to mention this, but I'm not wearing any panties. I can feel the cool night air running between my legs, over my pussy, over my wet, aching pussy. I think I need you to warm it up. Can you do that for me? You're so generous. Let me just hike my dress over my hips and sit in your lap. I want to ride you. Wait, just let me look around real quick. The spontaneous stuff is exciting, but I really don't want us to get caught, and once we start, I think we might be a bit distracted. Looks like the coast is clear. Are you ready for me, baby? Go on, then. Oh, shit. Baby, oh, you're so hard. Oh, push it in. Buck up into me. Fuck. Baby, that's it. Just fuck me. Grab my hips and pull me down onto your cock. Fuck. Baby, oh, that's so good. Let me grind on you. Let me roll back and forth. And let me grind my clit on the base of your cock. That's so good, baby. Let me pull up my knees a little bit. Let me pull you in deeper. Baby, you're so fucking deep. I can feel all of you. Every inch of you sliding inside me, you're filling me up. I'm gonna keep going, baby. Fill me up. That's it, baby. Thrust them into me. Keep going. Shit. Baby, go faster. Go faster. Oh my god. I'm so close. Just keep going. Keep fucking me, baby. Wrap your arms around me and fuck me. Hold me tight and kiss me. I'm gonna come. Baby, I'm gonna come on your cock. Jeez, you're so fucking hard in my pussy, baby. Fuck. Oh, you close? Let's come together, okay? Let's make it perfect and come together. Come with me, baby. Look into my eyes and fuck. Come with me. Come with me, baby. Yes, I'm coming so hard. I'm coming. Pop it into me, baby. Oh my god, no. Leave it. You're still twitching inside me. I like it. Wow, baby, that was so loud. I can't believe it. We did that. That's so unlikely. I think you might be a bad influence. Holy shit. My heart's beating so fast. I can't believe this is happening. You're going to be my husband. Can you believe that? I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know. Oh, right. Yes. The ring. Sorry, I got so carried away. I forgot to show you. Ta-da! What do you think? Yay! I was nervous. I know you're not much of a jewelry person, but I hope you make an exception for this. Let me slip it onto your... Oh, your hands are a bit messy right now. We can make sure it fits later. No, don't move just yet. Just let me lay on top of you for a minute. I need to catch my breath. Thank you, baby, for tonight and for all of it. Despite everything, tonight was perfect. You've made me so happy, and now I'm gonna make you happy for the rest of our lives. I promise.
Wait, what? Oh no! Oh, the ice cream! I forgot all about it. Now it's melted. Oh! That would have been the perfect ending. That sucks. Hey, how would you feel about buying me another one? I mean, I did just buy your ring and everything. Oh yeah, so it's absolute bribery. It's the oldest, most sacred kind of bribery there is. Fine. I'll buy the ice cream this time. No biggie. You have the rest of your life to make it up to me.